Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, 62 degrees. You're listening to WHQR 91.3. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson, who is on vacation. And joining me for today's midday interview is Mariana Stacy, who is one of the organizers of the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival, which opens next Friday at Wilmington's Coastline Conference Center. Welcome, Mariana. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Rachel. So nice of you to invite me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now tell us, speaking of pleasures, what can we expect to discover at this festival that, as I was reading through the offerings, it just sounds positively bacchanalian?
It is absolutely, and the most exciting year, as you may know, we have been the Wilmington Chocolate Festival. Prior to that, we were the Chocolate Fantasy Adventure. Very small festival that was held at the New Hanover County Senior Resource Center to raise money for the services and activities of seniors in our county. And for the last 3 years, our event has just, it's been an explosion. And we've did everything that we could to keep our event and grow it in that location on College Road, but we just couldn't do that anymore.
Now you've had to move to this Coastline Conference Center, which is a much larger venue.
Absolutely, and that's part of what makes this such an exciting year. And the other part of the excitement this year, other than the fact that wine and chocolate is always exciting,
of course,
but is the fact that this year we are pairing the wine with the chocolate. Over the last 3 years, we've had a few wineries that were local wineries, great supporters who've been loyal and been with us for the last 3 years that would join us during the chocolate festival. And they were so well received. The public enjoyed them so well. They enjoyed being at the event that it just seemed like the perfect marriage. And so what we're excited to offer this year is 17 wineries who will be joining us, our local wineries who have been with us for a number of years, as I mentioned, will be back. But we also have wineries coming. We have wineries that have to drive 5 hours to get here.
So from the western part of the state. So,
right.
So you have really some of the better wineries in the state coming to this festival.
We do. We have a really nice blend of wineries from across the state who actually grow along the eastern, the coastal areas where most of your muscadine grapes are grown. But then once you get beyond Interstate 95, there are many growers who grow the French hybrids and a lot of other kinds. So we're going to have a lot of different kinds of wine this year.
That's exciting. That's unusual in this part of the state. Now, I've heard that you're transforming the conference center in downtown Wilmington into a European street fair sort of atmosphere. That sounds very exciting.
We're very excited about that, too, and something that we've wanted to do for years, but were unable to really do that in our previous location. We are working very hard to give all of our guests, all of our festival goers, and the party goers on Friday night that come to the Grand Tasting the real feel of being in a European at a European street market.
And what does that mean? What elements of the European street market will you have?
Well, we will have some very, very nice booths that look like a street vendor's booth. Some will have awnings over them. There will be lots of plants. So we're trying to bring the outside in, and I could probably tell you more, but I don't want to spoil all the secrets. I will say on Friday evening and throughout the weekend, we will have a caricaturist there who will be able to do your caricature. Friday night, our grand tasting guests will receive a free caricature, and our guests on Friday evening will also receive a free commemorative commemorative goblet.
And the grand tasting on Friday night is a special part of the festival. The festival opens Friday and runs through the weekend, correct? And we're talking about February 3rd through the 5th, so it's a week from today.
That's right.
So that's a special event. There are other offerings at the festival. I mean, the name of the festival, Wilmington Wine and Chocolate, is sort of self-explanatory, but you're also going to have some vendors who specialize in savory gourmet treats as well.
We do have a few who have some savory gourmet items that will be interesting. Part of that will be blended into our culinary demonstrations, which will take place on Saturday and Sunday. And one of the culinary demonstrations that we'll be having, I believe it's Saturday at 4 o'clock, is entitled Sliders and Sangria. Very interesting to see the
right there.
Wine and chocolate that may go in those two dishes. So we have a full slate of demonstrations for Saturday and Sunday. They'll be alternating every other hour with a featured musician who'll be coming into the Grand Exhibition Hall and doing 45-minute sets every other hour, and the alternate hours will be in the adjacent Riverview Terrace Room, and that's where our demonstrations will take place.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Mary Anastasi, who's one of the organizers of the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival, which opens at the Wilmington Coastline Conference and Event Center, which is here in downtown Wilmington, next Friday, and it runs through the weekend. So you've got all of this live music lined up for the event, and you're also having other kinds of artists come to this.
Yes, we are. We have our show is a jurored show, fully jurored. Our artist will be jurored on Friday afternoon, as will our chocolate and food purveyors and our wineries. All of them there'll be a Best in Show award in each of those categories. And we are looking forward to determining or having our jurors determine exactly who is the best. Our Best in Show at our last event a number of years ago was, La Gemma. Mm-hmm. Italian bakery.
Wonderful
products.
Yes, very well respected.
And La Gemma will be joining us again this year.
Wonderful. Now, the purpose of this festival is something of a mission for the community. There's a nonprofit organization that's behind the festival, and the nonprofit is called VOCAL. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's an acronym for what?
It's an acronym for the Volunteer Older Citizens Action League, and VOCAL has been a very vital part of the growth that we've seen here in New Hanover County with our senior services through our Senior Resource Center. They've been a viable entity since many of your listeners may remember when our senior center was in a somewhat dilapidated building on Carolina Beach Road. Mm-hmm. And they were instrumental in getting the funding and everything necessary to have our new facility erected out on College Road.
So the proceeds from ticket sales to the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival go straight to VOCAL, this organization.
They do.
And what are some of the other services that VOCAL provides to our senior citizens? Because this is really a benefit directly for this area's senior citizens, is it not?
It is, directly. Basically, what VOCAL does for seniors in the community is they're like the fundraising arm, the nonprofit fundraising arm, but they are a separate entity. They are nonprofit from our county senior services. But their basic role is to fundraise, and this is their primary fundraiser that's held each year. They did have a little bit of a bazaar around the holidays, which the funding from that, the proceeds also will benefit necessary services at the Senior Resource Center. But they do some advising of the senior resources, and also operate a computer program out at the senior center so that seniors can come in and receive lessons and help with computer.
Oh, and I know how vital that is. It's so important to keep people connected. And there are so many seniors in our area who get frustrated or intimidated by things like the computer. That's
Absolutely.
Just such a wonderful service. We are talking with Marianna Stacy from the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival. We have just a few seconds left, Marianna. If people want to get tickets to this, and it just sounds like a can't lose proposition, wine, chocolate, gourmet food, art, all kinds of vendors, musical entertainment, and it's benefiting our seniors.
Absolutely.
Where can they get tickets?
Tickets are available online at our website, www.wilmingtonwineandchocolatefestival.com. It's long, but it works. If you go onto our website, you can follow the prompts, and it will take you to where you can actually purchase tickets for the grand tasting in advance, and also for the showcase days on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are also available at any local Harris Teeter from Leland to Surf City by visiting the service desk and using your VIC card, which we thank Harris Teeter very much for that.
But excellent. So if you'd like to get tickets, any of the local Harris Teeter stores, Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival.com. Marianna Stacy from the Wilmington Wine and Chocolate Festival, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you at what sounds like a fabulous event.
I hope I'll see everyone there.
Absolutely.